Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Mineta. This is day 18 of our 150-day journey in Prospering in the Psalms. I'm really excited to be with you this day to share as we continue this journey through the Psalms. I want you to grab something to write with, something to write on. Grab your Bible because the message, the lesson today is going to help you create prosperity in your life, every aspect of your life. If this is your first time sharing with us or listening in, I want to give you some of our foundational scripture as well as the scripture that we will focus in on today. We have quite a few in Psalms 18. I just want to give you enough time to grab your journal. I encourage you, as you listen in, that you will write notes. You will write the scriptures. You will write any revelation that the Holy Spirit may give to you in your journal and be able to go back and meditate on them. If this is your first time listening in, we do have an archive with our podcast that you can go in 24/7 at no cost to you and go back and start listening in to the last 18 days that we have been sharing with you regarding prospering in the Psalms. Even some of the definition of prosperity from the Greek, from the Hebrew, whatever aspect of your life. As 3 John 1:2 is one of our scriptures. Beloved, above all things, I pray that you prosper and you be in good health as your soul prospers. Our foundational scripture for us as well can be found in Psalms 35. Psalms 35, verse 27, for your hearing. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That's the word of God for you this day. Just think, beloved, God takes pleasure in your prosperity. God delights in your prosperity. There are multiple scriptures. And then our third one that we decree as a prayer for us is found in Psalms 118. Psalms 118, verse 25. And I want to read that to you out of the Amplified Bible, and it says, O Lord, save now. We beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you, send now prosperity and give us success. That's right. That's our prayer today, beloved. That's our decree today. As we continue to look at the circles of prosperity, which includes blessings and glory and wealth and success and honor. That's right. These are all words that are related or connected to prosperity, just from a different aspect of prosperity. Goodness and riches and abundance. Peace, fatness, flourishing, multiply, reward, gold, silver, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. I wanted to share those with you because As you continue to read the Word of God, the book of wisdom, the book of instruction pertaining to your life, pertaining to your family, your marriage, your relationship, your business, your ministry, God wants you to prosper. That's right. That new blessings and favor and attitude and mindsets and new doors and a new focus will come to you in this time and in this season. So as we look today at Psalms 18, our theme today is I'm set on high places. You can make that your confession. You can make that your decree. I am set on high places in Jesus' name. And so, beloved, these passages of scriptures found in Psalms 118, I will give them to you and then we'll go back and highlight. But Psalms 18, verse 19, Psalms 18, verse 29, Psalms 18, verse 32, Psalms 18, verse 33, and 35. So we have 5 verses that we want to highlight in relationship to prosperity. So if you're following along and you have your Bible, you want to highlight these particular areas, these particular passages of scripture, and then there is phrases or particular words that relate to prosperity that I want to flag out or bring to your attention. So I will not read the full Psalms. That is your challenge. That's your homework to go in and grasp what the psalmist is speaking to us throughout these 50 verses in Psalms 18. But you want to go back to what is the psalmist speaking to us? What is the overall theme for Psalms 18? That you grasp that and how you would apply that in your life. So when we look at this particular passage of Psalms and the theme is really a gratitude for deliverance and victory. And the only sure way to be delivered from surrounding evil is to call upon God for health and strength. Call upon God. So even in the very first verse, the psalmist said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So we see the tone as the psalmist David is crying out to the Lord, but he's stating, he's decreeing who God is to him. What about you, beloved? You can make those some decrees today for your life, that the Lord is my rock, my fortress. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my God of salvation. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my high tower. That's right, beloved, as you decree God's word over your life, as we are prospering through the Psalms. As I said, I shared with you in the first two or three days, some definitions of prosperity and keywords that's related to prosperity. And so when we think about the word prosper, means to succeed in our enterprise or activity, especially to achieve economic success, to become strong and flourishing. That was one of our words. So when we look at the definition, it helps to expand our understanding of the whole realm of prosperity. And so we're including spiritual blessings as well as natural blessings. In Proverbs 10:22, it says, "The blessings of the Lord make us rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." See, this is another verse for prosperity. And that word blessing is one of the words that related to prosperity from a different aspect or perspective. What is your definition of prosperity? So when we look at our theme today, I am set on high places. So the psalmist says to us in verse 19, "He has brought me forth into a large place." I want you to circle or write the word large place. He's brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Now, I just told you in Psalms 35:27 that God takes great delight, great pleasure in the prosperity of his children. So, large place, I want you to circle that, or underline or highlight, or write it on your sheet of paper. We're going to come back and we'll expand on that. I just want to make sure I read all the passage of scripture for today. Psalms 18:29. Now, verse 29, here we hear the psalmist saying, "For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall." And so I want you to underline or write "run through," and "I leaped over a wall." Verse 32, "It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect." And so I want you to underline or circle or highlight the word strength, which there, beloved, means kayel, C-H-A-Y-I-L, kayel. And I gave you the definition of kayel as found in Deuteronomy 8:17-18. It's a Hebrew word which means strength, might, efficiency, wealth, force, and army, kayel. So the psalmist is saying, it's God that girds me with strength, that gives me strength, builds me up, holds me up, and maketh my way perfect. Verse 33. Now, this is our key verse. This is where our theme and title is coming from, verse 33. And the word says, "He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places." High places. That's our key words, those two words, high places. I am set on high places. Underline, circle, highlight. And then our last verse for your hearing is found in verse 35. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation and thy right hand that holdeth me up, and thy gentleness have made me great. Thy gentleness have made me great. That's our key words for verse 35. Thy gentleness has made me great. Wow. So, beloved, in our time, as we look at these particular passages of scriptures, how we relate, how our mindset is in regards to finances, in regards to wealth, in regards to prosperity, abundance, and riches, every aspect of your life, that you would be able to tap into the prosperity of God. That's why it's important for you to go back and listen in to the various definitions and meanings of the Greek words as well as the Hebrew words that are related to prosperity. So verse 19, verse 29, verse 32, 33, and 35, as we highlight these passages of scripture, we have to think in terms of what is the psalmist really speaking to us in relationship to prosperity. So I want to just look at verse 32 through 35. 32, 33, 34, and 35 for your consideration as we are set in a high places. We are set in high places as the psalmist is speaking to us. I want you to receive what God is saying. God promises to give us strength. And strength is one of the words that's related to prosperity. See, we got to move beyond just in the natural sense of prosperity, but also in the spirit realm to prosperity and how it relates to our lives. Strength. God gives us strength to meet challenges, but he doesn't promise to eliminate them. And if he gave us no rough roads to walk, no mountains to climb, no battles to fight, we would not grow. God doesn't leave us alone, but our challenges, however, instead, God stands beside us. He teaches us by the Holy Spirit we know to be our teacher, our comforter, our guide, our revealer of truth. And he strengthens us to face our challenges. So that's what the psalmist is speaking to you and to me this day. When we reflect back on these passages of scripture, that he's given us the power to run through a troop, to leap over a wall. You know how much strength that takes in the natural? But he's girded us up with his strength, with Kael's strength, and has made our way perfect. And so when you think of hind feet, think of the deer, of the antelope. That's the strongest part of their bodies. That he's given me feet like hind feet to endure. And he's also have set you, beloved, in a strong place, a high place of elevation, a place of prosperity, a place of wealth in the natural as well as in the spiritual. And so we have to think, as David is speaking to us, he offers an interesting twist to the concept of greatness, saying that God's gentleness has made him great. God's gentleness, humility, beloved, has made him great. See, our society, today's society, believes that greatness attained through a combination of opportunities, talents, and aggressiveness. But we're seeing what the psalmist is telling us. True greatness comes from living according to God's laws, precepts, words, and standards, and recognizing that all we have coming, not from our own abilities, our own gifts, skills, and efforts, but from the gentleness of God's grace, God's mercy, God's favor. God's favor, which is related to prosperity. Throughout the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, we see God speaking to us regarding him prospering us in every aspect of our lives. So, beloved, as we know, the world system says to be the conqueror, to overcome all. But we know we can be victorious and triumphant and more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So let us take for consideration what David the psalmist is saying to us. And I say to you today, are you seeking God kind of greatness? The God kind of greatness David is speaking to us this day in our business, in our family, in our ministry, in our community, that you would be known for greatness comes from God. Greatness comes from God, not from your attributes, not from your strength, not from your intellect, but as the psalmist says, thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holdeth me up, and thy gentleness, that's the word, one of the fruits of the Spirit, gentleness, has made me great, that I am set on high places this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, we come to the close of our time. I pray that you have been blessed, you have been strengthened, you've been encouraged, you've been inspired, and you have been empowered by today's word, prospering through the Psalms, that I am set in high places. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We look forward to you being back with us again as we continue this 150-day journey of prospering through the Psalms. We do have some upcoming programs that's available in our coaching and training. If you are part of our Facebook family, you can go on our page and inbox us, or you can email us at goodsuccess@gmail.com. That's GOODSUCCESSEMINARS. GoodSuccessSeminars@gmail.com. Or you can Facebook us and inbox us at Good Success Seminars, or my personal inbox, Manetta Hare. But our Facebook is Good Success Seminars and Coaching. So we look forward to being able to help you reach your process of attaining good success in every aspect of your life. Because our motto is, your success, our business. So may the peace of God, the love of God, the provision of God, the prosperity of God be with you this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So when we think about prosperity, I want you to think in terms of a business enterprise. A business enterprise, because our goal, our objective is to raise up 100,000 entrepreneurs, business owners, because that's what Proctor said, means to succeed in a business enterprise or activity, especially to achieve economic success. To become strong and flourishing. So we look forward to you being back with us as we continue tomorrow, prospering through the sun. We're using a various platforms, our Blog Talk Radio, our Facebook page, as well as our Twitter and our Pinterest. And so, beloved, we want to get this word out that God wants you to prosper. So we need your help. How can you help us? By sharing this message, by posting it on your page, your Facebook page, by tweeting the link out, by sharing it on your Blog Talk Radio, by emailing it. Someone will be blessed by the message, by the words, by the revelation that they will receive here on Prospering Through the Psalms with Dr. Mineta. And so we look forward to you being back with us next tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow, and we look forward to you being with us as we continue this journey. Have a great day. God bless you.